Thank you. Are there any questions for any one of our speakers? Do you have anything they'd like to add? As a member of the Seneca Nation, we're also affected by the West Valley project and what we've heard about what they're going to do with the waste there. They've been classifying it, and there's 5 options. One of the options was just for Westinghouse to walk away and do nothing. Sending it out west is not a solution. Even though we're affected as Native people, we live on downstream. We have very high rates of thyroid, hypothyroid. Like Gudgie said, in our clinic, I work in the clinic on the reservation. And these issues of the health care of Native people, we've been very, we get in a lot of scientific debates, but in terms of us as Native people, where we're coming from is our way has always been to take care of where we live. And that's really what the Indigenous Women's Network, when we started this 15 years ago, that's to us what means Indigenous, is to take care of where you live. A lot of people are claiming to be Native American. Well, it's time now to be responsible. If you're going to claim to be a Native person born on this continent, then we have to really take care of where we live.
Oh, I guess we can say, but I was just listening.
Oh, nice. Does anybody have a question or anything you would like to direct to any one of our speakers?
I have a strange question off of that. How did y'all get started on this when you started your career? What was it for you that made you get a cause, but instead of just going out and doing this, what was your passion that started you guys really tying into it all together?
Well, for me, I mean, the environmental movement has been important from the time I can remember. I just was taught an appreciation, and I don't know what initially got me into the environmental movement, but it's very important. And meeting up with Winona a long time ago during Honor the Earth, I mean, during Earth Day celebrations and during the Dam the Ban the Dam project, it was just a natural. It's like we felt like the Indian community had a lot of very important things to say, and the different communities do very effective grassroots organizing and work, and it's not that well represented in the white mainstream environmental movement, and we felt like it should be.
What I'd like to do, just to close up here, is to extend an invitation, and this is really our way when we take the extend an invitation to everyone to join the Honor the Earth campaign. There's action cards that we have available that people can write to their representatives to defeat the legislation in Congress and the Senate. There's actually 2 bills, one in this House, that will come up for a vote in October. And so we want to mobilize the public. We want them to make aware about how this is going to affect their health as well as ours.
You know, I just wanted to say that individuals do make a difference. And this is, that is pretty much the history of this campaign, whether it's been in fighting James Bay 2, or whether it's just little grassroots communities saying you can't put it here. You know, what you got to remember is that it's individuals who make a difference. It's not, you know, people in Washington who make all that difference. It's you and I. And so the other thing is that there are alternatives. This is not all about what's wrong. This is all about, this is also about what's right. Some people, like Gudgie's talking about, know how to live. You know, and those are all colors of people, but that is really about the long-term sustainability of this society. And I'm saying that to you as journalists, to recognize that there are both sides of this, and to also perhaps in your work consider looking at this other side of people who are doing things that are about the long-term, and that they are local, quite often unsung heroes and heroines. And they are some good people doing some really good things, so, with a lot of courage.
Someone would like to get a photo of y'all just standing up. We all just kind of stand and punch
in an orderly manner.
Where are we looking? Vacantly, good.
So we're for him.
Thank you, everyone, for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.